to the Immeasurably More Mini Messages. I'm Erin, here with my mom, Jill. And today we are talking about unshakable faith in unimaginable circumstances. And this topic came from Lena's message on Monday, which I hope you guys were able to listen to. And if you haven't, it's such an incredible testimony of her faith. And I encourage you to go back and listen. But we're thankful you're here today. And we hope that our mini message impacts you.
Yes. Is it okay if I kind of go off track here?
Yeah.
So one of the things that impacted me the most and moved me the most from Lena's podcast is when she talks about Giovanni at the end. Obviously, you'd have to listen to the whole podcast to fully understand what I'm talking about, but she talks about how her son Giovanni loves everyone. And he loves the kids in wheelchairs and the kids that aren't in wheelchairs. He, you know, notices and has fun with the kids that can't talk and the kids that can talk. So he doesn't see any limitations in people. And I just thought how profound that is and how, you know, we get so caught up with so many things in this world. We get caught up with how we look and, you know, the pictures we're going to post on social media and whether we get a certain amount of likes on our pictures on social media. And we lose sight of the simple things and the most beautiful things. And Giovanni was a reminder for me, you know, when I listened to the podcast, and I'm just so thankful that she shared about it. And it made me think, go ahead.
I was just going to say,
you know me. I can keep going.
Just to say a little backstory on Giovanni is that he does have limitations because of the disease that he has. And yet he does not let those limitations limit him from living life. And the truth is that we all have some sort of limitation, whether that's mental, physical, emotional, our circumstances, whatever that looks like, there is a limit because we live on earth.
Right.
Like, we're not in heaven yet. We are not in eternity. So there are limitations in every single one of our lives. And so if we can look at Giovanni's story and who he is and see that his limitations don't limit him to be full of life, to love people, to be completely who he is. It's incredible. And it encourages me so much to live like that.
Well, and Salvatore, Giovanni's older brother. Again, sorry, we're referencing the podcast, but it is just so powerful. And Lena is as authentic and amazing and beautiful as they get. And so I encourage you definitely to try to listen to her story. But also Salvatore, and it reminds me of Hunter. You know, Sal and Hunter never spoke a word. Well, Sal did when he was little until he was five. And, you know, Hunter never spoke a word. And yet he had a personality and he was fun. And they're just amazing people. You know, Lena's podcast, this is what God brought me to, is Psalm 139. Here's verse 1-6. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Then I'm going to hop over to Psalm 139, verse 13-18. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. I love Psalm 139, the whole thing. It's quite a long one, like I said. But when I thought of that, I just thought of how God has created all of us fearfully and wonderfully made. And though we are limited, like you said, we are limitless in Christ. And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And I think really, if I could sum up what Lena's story is all about, I feel like it is accomplishing doing the impossible in the midst of weakness, and that God's power is evident in our weakness, and that we don't lean so much in and of our own strength, but that we lean into the strength of God and the purpose of God and the plan of God. And I just want to encourage anyone listening that you are fearfully and beautifully and wonderfully and intricately made by God.
And I think when people hear that verse, at least for me, you know, growing up knowing that verse, I always thought of it as a physical thing, physical appearance, that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. And, you know, there were times in my life where I struggled with that of, am I really fearfully and wonderfully made? And if we look at Giovanni and Hunter and Sal, you know, the outward world that doesn't know children who have suffered with these types of diseases, they would possibly be confused, like fearfully and wonderfully, like they're sick, right? You know, they have these terminal illnesses, and yet fearfully and wonderfully goes beyond the physical. Right. And I think when God talks about fearfully and wonderfully made, he's talking about our hearts. He's talking about our souls. Right. He's talking about who he created us to be as individual people, right, and what we can bring to this world because of how he created us. So I think that there's so much more in that verse than just the surface level of, like you said at the beginning, you know, our pictures on Instagram and filters and likes and all of those things. And we're all guilty of it. Oh yeah. We're all guilty of it, but we can get so caught up in that, that we forget that the fearfully and wonderfully made is really more than just the physical appearance. And I think that God intended us to recognize that, you know, he created us in a specific way to carry out a specific purpose. And when I look at Sal and Giovanni's life, God created them that way for a specific purpose to bring him glory, ultimately, yes, to bring him glory and to change their entire family's life and to impact the people around them. I mean, when Sal and Giovanni are around people, they bring life. Yes, and I want to be,
and laughter.
Yes, exactly. And I want to be that type of person. And, you know, to go back to the theme of Lena's podcast was just that I think it's because of what Giovanni and Sal, their lives, what they brought into their entire family, that she was able to have this unshakable faith, right, in the most unimaginable circumstances.
Right. And I have to go back to what you said regarding the heart. And it reminds me of a verse, and I don't know where this verse is. I'm pretty sure it's in the Old Testament, but that man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And I certainly start to cry, but when I think of Giovanni, it is his heart, and he's looking at these people that are around him, and he loves them no matter what their limitations are, no matter what they can and cannot do, no matter what they look like or don't look like. It's such a pure, beautiful thing. And, you know, I want to be more like that. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. We have been chosen and set apart by God, and he has given us a plan and a purpose, like you said, and to live that out, looking at everyone that we meet, no matter where we are, no matter what our circumstances are, you know, through the eyes of God's love, is just such a gift. And really, that is unshakable faith. And it is doing that in unimaginable circumstances, because you know what? Everybody's going through something. And if you're not, you know, you might be walking into something, and, or you have been through a season of difficulty. And if we can just be reminded of the fact that God fearfully and wonderfully made all of us, and we are all a gift from our Heavenly Father, and to look at each other like that, I don't know. I think it's a game changer, and it can change our lives, and it could change the people around us.
I was just thinking, as you were talking about unshakable faith, I don't know about you, but I have felt like my faith has been shaken in many seasons of my life. Mm-hmm. And yet after listening to Lena's story, I recognize that my faith, although I thought it was shaken, it wasn't, because God holds my faith.
Right. It was being strengthened.
Right.
Yeah.
Even when I thought like I had no faith, God was strengthening my faith, and I didn't realize it at the moment. And the unshakable faith, like, it cannot be shaken because God has it.
Right.
God's holding it when I feel like I can't hold it. on my own.
Well, it's like our last message. That we
right.
shared,
exactly. And faith the size of a mustard seed, and then leaning on your other friends and family to carry your faith when you can't, you know, go through it on your own. Like, I just think that that is so powerful. And just to remind anyone listening that if you feel like your faith is being shaken, trust that God's holding it and that he's strengthening it.
Yeah. And he's growing you. And if it's okay, I just want to close with, you know, I just really feel led to close in an encouraging prayer to, for those who are feeling less than in any type of way. And maybe it's, you know, their faith is being shaken in this season, or their circumstances are indescribable beyond anything they imagined they'd ever walk through in their life. Just to encourage you that God is in the midst of it, and that he is doing immeasurably more than we could ever ask or imagine, and that he is going to work it all together for good and for his glory. So can we pray? Do you want to pray?
You can
wait,
pray.
You pray. You pray.
No, you've been praying, oh, girlfriend. You got to pray.
This happens, by the way, all the time. Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this day. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for every breath, Lord. Thank you for everyone listening to this podcast. Only you know exactly what everyone is going through during this season of their lives, Lord. And only you know what good plan and purpose you have for everyone. And Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you that you do have a good plan and a good purpose, even though it doesn't feel good, it doesn't look good, even though we can't see your hand moving, Lord. You are the God who does immeasurably more than all we could ask or imagine. Lord, I pray for anyone listening to this that is feeling less than in any type of way. Remind them that they are fearfully and wonderfully and perfectly and beautifully made by your hand, and that you see them, that you know them, and that you are going to work it all together for good, because you are a good and faithful and loving, kind Father. Lord, I pray that you would show everyone listening today in some way that you are with them, that you would show them in a tangible, real way. And Father, also, I just pray that you would help us to know and never forget that you are an immeasurably more God, and that you will do immeasurably more than all we could ever ask or imagine. In Jesus' name, amen.